This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest right here in the studio is Kim Daniels from Jacksonville, Florida. And Kim is red hot for the Messiah. You know, Kim, most Christians have not had an experience with Jesus, so it's debatable to say whether they're a Christian or not. But very few Christians know they have had an experience with the devil. They know what's on the other side. I don't relate to a backslider. The reason I don't is I know what's back there. I wouldn't want to give an inch to the devil. I wouldn't want to just give one inch to sin. I don't know how Christians, that they've got to be blind to want to be backslidden. You were telling me, because we had lunch, and you were telling me, I had lunch with you and your husband, that your husband, who currently, was formerly your drug dealer. How did he get saved and delivered?
Well, I guess when God just started sending me out on the road for the first time in the state of Florida evangelistically, he came to a meeting, and he came with the wrong intention. He came with the intention, you know, he thought I was still in the world. I hadn't seen him maybe 12 years or something like that. It was many years, but when he came, it was in a small church, and I was traveling with a young guy that had been on death row 3 times, and he had an awesome testimony, and this guy talked very streety, and when he gave his testimony over the mic, it was outside. My husband, Ardell, heard it and came in. He was all dirty and getting ready to go sell some drugs and whatever, you know. I mean, he had women in the hotel waiting on him, cocaine in his pocket. And when he came in, he thought that I was in some kind of racket or something. That's what his mind was telling him, that I really couldn't be sold out to Jesus for real. So he saw people fall. He saw the power of God. And he had all these questions, and that night I led him to the Lord. And later on, you know, he kept, you know, sending money to our ministry and kept in contact for quite some time. And later on, he came to a meeting, and he kept telling us that every time he came around us, his stomach felt funny. So me and one of my assistants, we just let him in to the hotel room one night, and we laid hands on him to pray for him, and demons began to manifest out of him. We cast him out. He got filled with the Holy Ghost. He threw his cocaine away. He never smoked another cigarette again, and he's been sold out to Jesus ever since.
There's got to be, of course, he's your husband, but there's got to be such a feeling of pleasing God when you set someone that's a prisoner free. Can you set someone free that isn't a believer? Is it possible to set someone that's demonized free that's not a believer in Jesus?
Well, the Bible says that deliverance is the children's bread. And God is a miracle-working God. And, you know, there are miracles that take place when God's already dealt with someone's heart and they get set free. And you can't say what God will or will not do. I never mess with that. But basically, I can say that people have to want to be delivered. The people that I deal with, most of the people that get major deliverance, they have to have their mind made up. And I'm talking about the saints in the body of Christ that, hey, first of all, they have to realize I have a problem and I need help. Jesus says the sick that need a physician. And if you don't have a problem, God can't help you.
How does someone know if they're oppressed by demons?
There's many ways to know. One way is restless. God said, I give my beloved sweet sleep. Whenever you're a child of the king and you're not sleeping, that is demonic oppression. You know, physical infirmities can be demonic. They don't always have to be. But when the Bible says that when Jesus cast the demons out, the people got healed. A lack of faith. You know, demons hinder our faith. And when you just simply cannot believe God, doubt is a spirit. And you can tell by conversation if you're a negative person all the time.
How about fear?
Spirit of fear, that strong man of fear is what we've known as the spirit of pan, a pandemonium, a panic attack. We have a lot of success with panic attack. People have been bedridden and about to be institutionalized. And we've dealt with that strong man of Pan, who is the god of fear. And panic attack is a demon. It's a demonic onslaught. And it not only attacks the mind, but it attacks the whole nervous system. And also, sexual attacks in your dreams, that's not acceptable. In dreams or whatever, those are spirits called incubus and succubus. That is demonic oppression. And the Bible talks about how the sons of God came down and had sex with the people in the earth in Genesis, the 6th chapter. And we deal a lot with spirits like that where people are having sexual attacks at night. And they think it's dreaming and it's okay, but that's demonic oppression.
Now, we talked on an earlier show about homosexuality. And you said you can smell a demon of homosexuality. Can you see demons as well as smell them from time to time?
I can see spirits on people. A lot of times I can't describe it. I can see in the eyes witchcraft spirits a lot. A lot of times there are people that that can be blind witches through generational curses. They've been dedicated through the generations. And in other words, they may have the prophetic calling of God, and because they have not accepted Jesus in their life, and you know how people may say, I know things or I see things, but they don't have Jesus in their life. They're really what's called blind witches, and they open up third eyes. In other words, they're seeing in the spirit realm outside the power of the Holy Spirit. There are a lot of people that need to be delivered from psychic spirits, but concerning the homosexual spirit, yes, they have a certain stench that is like no other demon. I mean, spirits are foul, and as you begin to deal with them, you begin to smell them. But sometimes I can walk in the room and smell a homosexual spirit, and then I will look around and I'll see the person with that spirit on them.
Tell me about one person that's either a lesbian or a homosexual that was set free.
Well, we have one young man that we met him at Dr. C. Peter Wagner's deliverance meeting. His family drove him from California to Colorado to be delivered, and he actually had hips like a woman. His body was shaped like a woman, and he spent another thing. My team is much more anointed than I am in casting out demons. I just want to say that a lot of times people just want me to pray for them. But we have a team of powerful people who pray and fast. And God just anoint us with the vision and as a group to do deliverance. And my team prayed for this young man. I think my husband was with them. And Pastor Soretta Williams and my husband, they head up the deliverance team. And this young man had such a traumatic change in his life, even in his appearance, that we now have a young man that lives in California. His name is Anthony. He was mentioned in Charisma magazine. He was an underground rapper and a gangbanger, a gangster, earlier this year. He drove all the way this year to Dr. Wagner's meeting because he said, I want to see the people that could bring my brother-in-law out of homosexuality, even though he don't even look like a woman anymore.
Now, was the change in him instant or gradual when he didn't look like a woman?
Well, I do not remember personally seeing him. I didn't personally remember, but I do know that there was some change, but, you know, over a short period of time, His voice began to get deep. Now, I've seen my husband and Pastorella take a guy in the room, and he went in with a soft voice and came out with his voice deeper immediately.
I just got in my earphones that your husband says he did observe that homosexual, and it was an instant change in his physical appearance. That has got to be one of the most amazing things to see.
I was just praying for a young lady that comes out of the Yoruba religion last night. And when I looked into her eyes, I saw demons. And when she couldn't look into my eyes. That's another thing you could tell a person got demons. You cannot look into the eyes of an anointed person. It just would torment you. You have to look down, look around. You'll never be able to look into the eyes. And I looked into her eyes. And I said, come out of her. And her face changed from her eyes to the bottom of her nose. It's like another person was there. But after she got set free, she could look into my eyes and she did not look the same anymore. So demons can literally change your facial expressions. Usually, you know, like temper tantrums or fits or nervous breakdowns. These are just demonic attacks.
Why is it we don't see much deliverance in most good spirit-filled churches?
I really think that on both sides, I think, number one, people are afraid. And I think that, number two, that I think there's been a lot of bad examples. I think that some people may have not operated under that mantle in proper ways that have probably turned people away from it. And then I think on the other end, there's a religious spirit that sets in the body of Christ that says we want things to be all the way they've always been. And a lot of times, I'm just going to be honest with you, the reason why deliverance isn't let in there because it's going to have to start from the pulpit down. And sometimes Leviathan and Jezebel will yoke themselves together in the heart of a leader. Our leaders need to lead by example. I think if our leaders would submit themselves to deliverance, false teaching and false doctrine. When Paul told them, "Oh, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you?" That word bewitchment in the Greek, it meant that particular word bewitchment is not the same as Simon the sorcerer bewitching their minds through sorcery. This means through false teaching. So many people have been taught that a Christian can't have a demon. This is one of the biggest blocking spirits in the body of Christ, and that is not so. Because when Jesus came into the temple, he cast the demons out of the man.
Well, I've often thought that most sickness has demonic origins, curses or something like that, and Christians are as sick as non-Christians. So there's got to be something to this, even, and I know a lot of people get upset, and please forgive us, but the truth is the truth.
And you know what? It's the truth that makes us free.
I'm speaking to Kim Daniels, Mishbucha. We're making her book available, Against All Odds. If you really want to understand deliverance, but not just in a textbook fashion, but her whole life, which she totally bears, and you'll see things and you'll see people and you'll get insights, and people are actually being set free from just reading the book, Kim.
Yes, they are. I have testimony after testimony. Number one, people would tell me they start to get sleepy when they try to, you know, demonic assignment comes because the devil don't want people to read that book because it's true.
Okay, Mishbucha, certainly you know someone unsaved should read this book. They'll be fascinated with her experiences as far as qualifying for the Olympic trials. We're asking $12 postage paid for the book, Against All Odds. Call her right today.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, cassette catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Look us up on the web, www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.